place they'd hang them up and just leave them outside.
Yeah, there was an old story about the man who was riding down the road in the summer. He had his air conditioner on. He picked this old farmer up, and the farmer's leaving his farm, and he was going to take him on into town. And the farmer got in the car and started riding along for a minute, and he said, just let me out here. I got to go back to the house. And the guy said, why? He said, I thought you were going into town. He said, well, getting cold. I think I better go and butcher my hogs.
I heard hear some argue that you're not supposed to let your meat freeze before you salt it down, but I know we used to, didn't make any difference how cold it was, we always hung the hog up and let it freeze at night after he butchered, and then cut them up and salt them down maybe the next day. I've heard people here just recently say, oh, you wasn't supposed to ever let meat freeze before you salt it down. Well, I know we always wanted the cold night after we butchered. I've seen as many as 7 big fat hogs hanging up or left out all night.
How would you tell when the meat had spoiled? It smelled.
Oh, I don't know. You can sure tell because by the smell of it. As soon as you cut into it, well, you.
You say the meat smelled
sort of sour like.
Yeah. Would you ever say it got a funky smell?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you would call it, but.
Do you ever hear that word used when?
Yeah, I'm sure I have, but I heard it called all kinds of stuff, but I don't know what would be the proper name to call it. But I know when we was salting meat down, we'd take a big ham and we'd stick a butcher knife down into the, open up the joint to let out the, what they call the joint water, and work salt down into that place where we stuck the butcher knife down in there to open up that joint. It was one of the things that caused the hams to spoil was that joint water. And get salt down in there to that. And I heard old fellas argue when I was a kid that they take a rub salt into a big ham and salt it clear through from the open side clear back to the rind, but I never could. I guess maybe salt would eventually get into